Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Tribes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fans all over the world by Juventus fans all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. I'm Matteo and with me Colin and Thiago. Hi guys, how are you today?
Ciao Matteo, ciao Thiago, not too bad now, and yourselves?
Yeah, it's good to be back and after a victory it's always a good mood.
So yeah, absolutely.
Yes, finally Juventus was able to get a win. Actually, a convincing win. Okay, 3-1 in Reggio Emilia against Sassuolo Stadium, where we will play next week against Atalanta in Coppa Italia final. Next week it will be nice because for the Coppa Italia final we're gonna be the 20% of the full capacity of the stadium will be filled with actual fans, so that was definitely it will be a different feeling. Okay, so I think it will be 4,300 people allowed to be in the stadium, and it will be interesting to know how they're gonna sell the ticket, but we will have time to talk about that. So Juventus beating Sassuolo 3-1 with Buffon saving a penalty and making a couple of other good save, a goal by Rabiot and a goal by Ronaldo and Dybala, who both reached the 100 goal with Juventus in the same night. Okay, so I guess the fan of Dybala and the fan of Ronaldo, they have something to fight about. Honestly, I think Juventus played like a decent game. It was easier for us playing this game because Sassuolo, they would like to play they have their style of play and they like to be in charge of the possession of the ball, okay? And so Juventus wasn't obligated to have like the ball in their hands, okay? So they were able to actually to play the counter attack, and we will see that the Juventus was tried really struggling, like maybe in the first 20 for the 30 minutes, most of all because I think another setup by Pirlo, like the another difference by Pirlo, so he's not really making the job easy for the players as well. But when we were trying to play like impressing Sassuolo for all the field, okay, we will see, we're seeing like Sassuolo be able to free their player and getting like some player free in front of our goal and able to shot at the goal, and that we make it that their job even easier because we have many mistakes when we start to build it from the back. I remember the leak, the Danilo, Bonucci, D'Alessandro, Rabiot, almost everybody losing some key ball in front of our area. When we stopped doing that, even because we were able to go up with Rabiot and play with the counter, and we were able to make our life easier. Okay, well, and I think at the end of the day, Juventus deserve the win. We had a chance to go score even the 4 or 5 goal, and of course Sassuolo, they had a chance to score at least 2 or 3 goal. Okay, so it was an entertaining game to watch, I think. So I'm gonna start with Thiago. What do you think about?
You know, I think the fact that we played the good match and played the way that we played, I mean, using the counter-attack, using our wide players playing wide and using our skill. I mean, of course, Pirlo watched that match that Sassuolo played against Inter in San Siro. I mean, Inter had 30-35. Neither reached the 40% of the ball possession, and yet Inter won. I think we did almost the same type of match playing in counterattack, but we were wiser, but we were not that good defensively because we let them have a lot of chances, and this is a thing that you need to worry. But it's nice to make a compliment at least for Pirlo because it seems that he watched the match and learned from some mistakes. Yet you can think about that this will be like a turn up of events of turning the cards up because we have too many problems this season and it's not over yet. But as you said about the match against Atalanta for Coppa Italia, I think having fans in the stadium will be the most important thing, and already excited about the next season because it's different to analyze Juventus with and without fans.
Colin?
Yeah, that's an interesting point Thiago brings up there. Juventus have been bad all season. True, we haven't had fans, you know. I just feel you need to get adjust or adapt to those quicker, you know, whether it did affect us or not, you know. About the game, I agree with you, Matteo, you know, the way Sassuolo set up kind of suited us because, as we know, they love to keep the ball and they have got some very good technical players, even in Italy. They've got Berardi out wide. Again, they can keep the ball and they like to play on the counter and themselves, you know. So with the game being so open, you would expect a team with the superior quality would win, and that is Juventus, and that
right.
that actually showed in the end. You know, it maybe wasn't the from De Zerbi, but you know, that's the way they play the game, and they don't really change that from week to week. They always play in that fashion. We were lucky. We did ride our luck in the first half. They had a number of opportunities, and they seemed to be able to, as you said, to be able to beat a press and get in to a shooting position very easily. Berardi must have had 3, 4, 5 good shots throughout the game. Jeremy Boga got into great positions as well. We were lucky, but I suppose, you know, you've got to ride your luck. You've got to take your chances when they come, and we did. Juventus did that, so you know, I've got to give them credit and celebrate with them when they do have a victory. You know, and the goals were top.
We have right.
Colin, I think, of course, I usually say this, that this sport is very episodic, you know. In the second half, we saw, for example, Chiesa having a solo run and a very nice shot in the second minute of the second half, where Juventus yes. were already showing some counterattacks. And then, minutes later, I saw Rabiot suffering a lot for the pressure. Buffon asked him calmer. And we saw, for example, in the 56th minute, Sassuolo made the changes. And it seems with Kirkes they became like a back three, and sometimes seemed to be like two in the middle and five players up front, and they were like trying to create more and more intensity. And then minutes later, Raspadori scored a goal. But honestly, I was a little bit surprised because I expected Juventus to suffer more of their pressure and their intensity and their ability to make a fast game. And yet, we were solid since Betancourt came in. And despite that save that Alexandro made, it was incredible save. Despite that, we didn't saw they creating a lot because we were able to control the game. I mean, more than the first half and the other matches. Of course, that the Dybala's goal changed the match and ended there. So,
yeah.
But it was a very good second half, considering the way that we were able to control their pace.
Yeah, like I agree. Like, it was a very good second half, and you know, why is it a very good second half? Because we got the third goal, in my view. You know, if I'm going to look at it a little bit analytically and critically, you know, when the second half began, once we got the second goal, I was thinking, you know, Juve, please try and take the sting out of this game for 20 minutes. Just keep the ball for a few decent periods of time and really try and take the pace out of the game and then control it in that fashion, you know, to maybe for 10 minutes before the end of the game to increase the pace to try and to try and to get a third goal, but it seemed to be very much end to end for almost, you know, 90 minutes, you know. While they did make, Pirlo did make introductions like Bentancur, and Bentancur does like to break up play, win the ball back, get plenty of tackles in, as he always does. I still, you know, hoped that Juve would
well, again,
you know, maybe in the fashion that an Allegri's Juve could have done in the past, if you know what I mean. But look, you maybe know, I'm dreaming.
You know, I think that people didn't realize it's because we saw, for example, doing a very nice match, and we usually say that playing for a big club and playing for maybe a small club just like Parma is right now, and with an open field to counterattack, it's a completely different situation. And that match that we saw against Sassuolo, we saw some open space where Kulusevski became almost, he was moving wisely, and he had some movements just like a trequartista, because that assist to Dybala was something like that. He was very good, you know, his movement between the lines, and it was very important, honestly, to consolidate that as well.
Well, you know what? I think Kulusevski finally take the chance to play like in a starting 11 that has some sense, because we had two fullback, Danilo and Alexandro, okay, they were fullbacks, okay. We have Kulusevski on one side, Kulusevski on the other, two midfielder, and two, let's say, Ronaldo that was playing like Ronaldo, and Dybala that was doing Dybala, okay. So I think Kulusevski had a really solid game, not perfect, but solid game, let's say. And then I had to hear today some fan talking like on the radio Bianconera, and Bianconera doing, of course, his great job as every day, as that we should exchange Kulusevski with Orsolini. Orsolini was even starting in Bologna because Skov Olsen is playing. So as I say many times, I think the issue for Juventus is not Juventus, it's Juventus fans.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm just listening to you talking there, you know, and I'm thinking about Kulusevski and how he assesses his season versus last season. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, okay, look, you know, he's playing with Parma. This year he's playing with Juventus. Every time Juventus step onto the field, 90% of the games that they play will be against teams that want to put eight men, you know, two banks of four across the, in front of the box, and defend, and try and counter attack. And it's very, very seldom that we see a team cut and actually play for 90 minutes and leave some space. So, but that's not the case when you're playing for a club like Parma, or potentially Orsolini when he's playing with Bologna. So Orsolini might look good now, that's fine, but Orsolini, you remember, he did play with Juventus. He only got a handful of games, but he did play with Juventus, so they've had a look at him, and he passed, you know, on elsewhere, you know. So I don't really give that any credibility, unless you see a guy who's been able to handle pressure, serious pressure, you know, physically, with defenders around him, you know, less space to operate, then you can't really compare. It's not a like, you know, to like.
You know, this is an example of what happens, because when you play with in a 4-4-2 formation that we've been playing, I mean, Chiesa was in better condition when he was with Danilo to defend next to him. We saw against Sassuolo, there was always a screen for Pirlo asking to be closer to the side back of Sassuolo, and he always was far away. He's more like a winger, honestly. I think the 4-3-3 is better, and that it's almost the same for Orsolini, for example. I think Orsolini will not be able to be right midfielder just like Chiesa has been doing this season for Juventus, and there are always this fan base situation where they are screaming for Spinazzola, for Orsolini, because they're Italians and they are almost the same as the other players, and we know that's not the same. we saw when Douglas Costa was in Juventus, there was no, we need to sell Douglas Costa and bring Orsolini.
I know. So guys, I need to interrupt you because so we see in that, well, I still think that our chance to meet the Champions League are really, really small, even after we see what happened yesterday in Turin, when Torino basically played like their third team against Milan, and they were able to lose 7-0, and maybe even their dignity yesterday, because I would like to see if anything happened like in Juventus' favor, what would be the reaction from the media, from the opposing fans. So I just hope Torino would be relegating Serie B, because this is what they deserve. Okay, having said that, we're gonna have like a, even if we're gonna play, I don't know for what. Okay, we have Conte coming to Torino on salary. Okay, and there is the hashtag trip to Torino, because for that, of course, they already clinched the Scudetto, but that's what we were doing in the last 10 years. So why are you having fun right now? This is what we are doing for the last 10 years. So dude, calm down. So I need to ask you, what do you think about the game? What's going to happen? And Inter will be pretty much rested, because Conte didn't start their starting team against Roma on Wednesday, and I'm honestly laughing, because I think Conte will come to Torino trying to basically kill our chance to go to the Champions League. Thiago.
You know, I think this is a very important match for Juventus, but it seems to be that it's a more important match for Inter. That show how small they are, honestly. Because if, of course, that when you play against your rival, I think, honestly, my rival is Milan, because of the greatness as well. You know, it's big against big. But Inter is taking too seriously this match. But honestly, this is the match that you need to win. In our situation, doesn't matter against who, or how will they play. And we know that our players like De Ligt, for example, can block Lukaku. We have the top scorer of the league, and it's not an unusual guy that you see around the corner. You know, it's Ronaldo. And I think it will be very, very nice to mark the title sign with a good victory. And I'm not in doubt. There's always a risky situation where we need to win, and Inter loves to play in counterattacks. But I see a very nice possibility to make the 3 points, but it depends on the others as well.
Oli?
Yeah, I'm optimistic, very much like Thiago. You know, What can I say? Look, I can't really look back at the previous meetings so far this season, because Juve won a two-legged affair in Coppa Italia by being very defensive. And I look at Juve's defense right now, and I think, I actually don't think Juve would be capable to do the same thing again. If they did, I would be very surprised. Because we have looked weak at the back. Now, at the same time, Cristiano Ronaldo and Paulo Dybala scored in the last game, so there, and Dybala, I'll be honest, he looked fairly sharp, you know, a lot sharper than he has done. So, I mean, there's definitely it's about time, and there's definitely goals in them, you know. And the motivation has to be there. Like the Scudetto is gone, but we have one chance to leave a sour taste in Conte's mouth for the whole summer, and believe me, it will be sour. If we beat them this Friday, he'll still feel it's a big achievement, but he'll still realize, okay, Juve just got one over me right before the end of the season, and that's, they will remember that, so, and that should be a motivation for Juventus.
Yeah, you know, I feel honestly, we all know Conte is a guy that it's intense. He's not doing this for this season. He's just like the man preparing the mental games for the next season, you know, to show who's the champion, who's...
You think Conte is going to stay?
No, Conte is a madman, you know. It's sometimes it's not good to know what he's going to say, but...
Okay.
No, but do you think he will stay with Inter this summer?
I don't think Conte. So we hear what's happening, even like if the media is not really talking about that much what's going on. We see like Zhang asking the player to take a pay cut, even to give up on the Scudetto bonus, and the player are not willing to do that. And we know that Inter still had to pay for Lukaku, for Hakimi, and more players. And we know that basically right now they don't have the money to do it, okay? And so I don't think they're gonna lose the player that they have right now, but definitely I don't see Inter be able to invest in the next market, okay? And that's going definitely going against what the Conte's plan, yeah, exactly. So I would think that he will leave, because actually right now, if he leave right now, he's gonna leave like as a winner. Because yeah, even we can, he was able to, okay, COVID or not COVID, okay, he was able to win the Scudetto after 9 years, okay, and he started and then he ended the Juventus reign, right? So
do you imagine how weird it would be if Conte leaves Inter to join Milan, for example? I mean, of course, it's a new universe of distance, but imagine how insane will be the Italian media about it.
That would be like a nice story.
Yeah.
But I don't see Milan getting rid of Pioli, especially right now that they're gonna join the Champions League. But it wouldn't be it wouldn't be a bad plan for Milan actually.
You know, the Champions
League. That would be really fun.
You know, if Atalanta loses to Genoa and Milan...
come on, don't even start there. The only chance we have is like Napoli getting lost in the hotel in Florence like some years ago.
Vlahovic is in form, you never know, man.
I guess Fiorentina is going to be Fiorentina this year, so... No, I'm not having my hopes really up right now.
You know, if Juventus reach the Champions League spot, there will be a bonus for Fiorentina about Chiesa's contract. So, money the money.
I like the way you I like your optimism, Thiago. You know, I'm usually really an optimist, but I'm not really. I don't know what to think. It's already like a painful season, and hopefully it's gonna end kind of soon, okay, and in a good way, okay, and we'll see what's gonna happen, right?
10 days of action,
right? And then we'll see what's gonna happen. So guys, funny talking to you, thank you for being here, and we'll be back to comment what happened in the game against Inter, to preview the games against Atalanta. Having that said, fino alla fine.
Forza Juve.